Hey Alberto,
Hi.
I'm going into court momentarily, but what can I do?
Hi, Jenna. Thank you so much for answering my call. I'm just calling because the caregiver, Christy Messial, she called on Friday. I don't know if you remember that she called because her rate was lower.
Yes, and
And Christy.
I discussed it personally with her that we cannot continue to pay her at that rate as we take a loss on that.
Yeah, I told her that to her again today, and she's screaming and she's saying that no one informed her about that. She's stating that I didn't say anything, but I was not aware about the rate until Friday that I noticed that it
No,
changed.
I discussed it with her. She was too busy cursing me out on the phone, probably to hear. But when I discussed with her that we have to do a pullback from the hospitalization, where she clocked in and out and still worked, because she owed us money from a hospitalization she didn't report, and which she's in the middle of paying back now. This week is her last paycheck for that. I also told her we also need to lower her rate because we're paying her more than we're getting paid.
Okay, if she calls again, I'm going to try to explain that to her again, but she's screaming and screaming to the
Yeah,
member
she did the
saying
same
that
thing. She did the same thing to me. But again, I would try to explain to her, we can't pay you more than we make. And it's just not, and this is what I told her when I talked to her 2 weeks ago. And it's a little bit ridiculous. We've been paying her too much and we've been losing money on the case. And I explained that to her. She said, no problem. I'm going to pay. This is what she said. She said, I'm going to pay and then I'm going to leave. I'm going to take my client somewhere else. So you have to do what you have to do, but you can't make me pay you more than I'm making. So we said, I asked her, actually, I told her the reduced rate, and that was it.
Okay, Jonah. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that she's calling and screaming again.
She
If
can
she
call and
calls.
scream all she wants. She can call and scream all she wants. It's not, it's again, this, you should know, between me and you, because of her improper EVV 3 years ago, she costed us almost $80,000. This is not a caregiver that I'll allow to return. But she thinks that she's right about everything. She failed to report a hospitalization, which is, by the way, I'm able to terminate her over that. And we're pulling back hospital money. She's in the middle of this week is the last week she has a repayment plan. And after that, she said she's going to take her client elsewhere, and she can go. God bless her. She let her go somewhere else. She's nuts. And sometimes she speaks very nicely. Sometimes she sits there cursing and doesn't let you talk. I know. I called her personally to talk to her about this.
Okay, Jenna. Well, thank you so much for answering my call. Just wanted to let you know also because I'm not able to leave the note. So, yeah, just wanted
Why?
to
What's wrong?
inform you.
Smart sheets down again? You're not able to leave a note? The smart sheets down?
No, because the system is not opening and
So
we're
write it
not
down
able
and
to.
put it in later. Okay, no problem. Is Caroline working on it? She sent the
Yes,
ticket?
she's already aware of this and she's working on this.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much,
Perfect.
Alberto.
You're welcome.